Every time you're unhappy, check what wish is not being fulfilled. Because I'm attached to the fulfillment of that wish, I'm experiencing unhappiness because it's not being fulfilled. This understanding is so important. It isn't because something isn't happening. That doesn't make you unhappy. It's that you're attached to that thing happening. It's the attachment to the outcome that's making you unhappy, not the circumstance itself. That this is so important to understand, because then we realize the source of my problems and pain is attachment or uncontrolled desire for the fulfillment of my own wishes. If we address that, we don't get unhappy when things don't go our way. We're completely happy with whatever way things go because we're not attached to how they should be. This unhappiness or depression is our own problem because we're so attached to the fulfillment of our own wishes. So here's another example. When we lose a friend, so that can mean a broken relationship, or someone moves away, or even someone dies. When we lose a friend, what happens? We experience pain and unhappiness. But this is only because we have no ability to control our desire. So please think about that. What wish is not being fulfilled? Attachment to the fulfillment of that wish to be with that person is causing the pain. These topics are very big, and there's so much to learn. Okay, then possessions. When we lose our possessions and the things that we like, so this happens a lot. We can lose our resources, we can lose our job, etc. When we lose our possessions and the things that we like, what happens? We experience unhappiness and we become upset and angry. This is because we have uncontrolled desire for these things. If we didn't have that inner bad habit with respect to these things, we wouldn't feel pain at their loss. It's not the loss that's causing the pain. It's the attachment to having them when they become a loss that's causing the pain. If we were able to control our desire, there would be no basis to experience these problems. Many people are engaged in fighting, criminal actions, and even warfare. All these actions arise from uncontrolled desire for the fulfillment of their own wishes. If you check anywhere where there's war, there's attachment to fulfillment of wishes, even at the expense of killing thousands and thousands of people, simply because you want your wish fulfilled. Also, all criminals, why do they end up in prison? Because attachment to what they wanted made them commit crime. Why are they in prison? Because of uncontrolled desire that made them steal, kill, do whatever they did that caused them to be put in prison. Uncontrolled desire is in here. This is where the real enemy lies. And the scientific method to get rid of uncontrolled desire is in here. In this way, we can see there is not a single problem experienced by living beings that does not come from their uncontrolled desire. So that's amazing. We don't think that. We never think that. Buddha's telling us, all your pain, problems, unhappiness are coming from one source, a bad habit in your mind of attachment to the fulfillment of your own wishes, if we remove this attachment, none of these things make us unhappy. We'll become someone who's never unhappy, who never has problems, pain, suffering. This proves that unless we control our desire, our problems will never cease. Therefore, anyone, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, who does not wish to experience problems and suffering should learn to control their desire through training in the particular meditations presented in Buddhist teachings.